tenses. We think so then, and we thought so still. This line tries to blur past and present, tries to keep the progress of time itself still, as it were, which is, of course, a nonsensical desire, but nonetheless strong or meaningful for that. Like the poem's own ending, the line brings with it the feeling that something is over, yet blends it with an invitation to think of other things continuing. Closure is adventure. The marvel of Lear's nonsense poetry is something like the miracle of going to sea in a sieve. It should give you a sinking feeling, yet somehow the thing stays afloat. The story of nonsense is one which often seems to gesture towards unfinished business. Tomorrow is another story.
The essay was presented by Matthew Bevis and produced by Kevin Dawson. It was a Whistledown production for BBC Radio 3 and was first broadcast in May 2012. Well, our next programme in this series of essays is next Tuesday, at the same time, 10:45, here on Radio 3.
BBC Radio 3 at Proms Plus. Free events across the 2013 Proms season, capturing the musical, literary and artistic background to some of the featured music and themes. Go to the Radio 3 website or the BBC iPlayer radio app to hear some of the Proms Plus events so far, including author John le Carré celebrating 50 years since the publication of The Spy Who Came In from the Cold.
We all of us instinctively incline towards the conspiratorial moment and, quite simply, the patriotic moment.
BBC Proms Plus. Go online to bbc.co.uk/radio3.
Well, this is BBC Radio 3. A very good evening to you. We're broadcasting between 90 and 93 FM on digital radio and in high-definition sound online. Just after 11 o'clock now, time for tonight's Late Junction with Fiona Talkington.
A harmonica quartet from Montreal, from the streets of Montreal, they say. They're called Darmo, and that was a track called Grand Theft Stutinki. I'm Fiona Talkington, and welcome to Late Junction. I'm here with you until 12:30. And I've got more music recorded at WOMAD last weekend coming up tonight, including more from the Georgian choir Yadoni and also from the Tuvan band Hunhur 2. The first of my choices tonight is a band who appeared on the Radio 3 stage on Sunday afternoon, mixing traditions from China, Mongolia and Tibet with rock and Chinese opera. They are Dawangang.
Thank you. Thank you.
And a great reception from the audience at the Radio 3 stage at WOMAD last weekend for Chinese band Dawangang. And I've got more for you from WOMAD later on tonight. Fernhill's album Kanu Rith means free poetry, celebrating bardic poetry of the 16th century, and they say inspired by the surroundings of the recording at Dartington. Here's a track called Forest, which also uses the well-known Corpus Christi carol.
Down in yon forest, there stands a hall. The bells of paradise, I heard them ring. It's covered all over with a purple and gold. And I love my Lord Jesus above anything. And in that hall there stands a bed. The bells of paradise, I heard them ring. It's covered all over with a scar. I heard them ring.
Georgian choir Yadoni, recorded in the Siam tent at WOMAD on Sunday. Do check out the WOMAD blog on the Radio 3 website, where you'll find lots of pictures of the musicians and a great festival weekend. Just before Yadoni, that was the sound of Fernhill and a track from them called Forest. And there are more WOMAD highlights, by the way, to come over the weekend: World on 3 tomorrow and World Roots on Sunday. And one of the most recent composers to be added to the ECM label roster is the Bulgarian-born, now resident in the UK, composer Dobrinka Tabakova. This is a track she's called Frozen River Flows, summoning up the feelings of a stream flowing underneath the ice, and inspired, she says, by hearing Messiaen played on the accordion. Music by Dobrynka Tabakova. It was called Frozen River Flows. The violinist was Roman Mintz, the accordionist Raimondos Viatchkevichus, and on double bass Donatas Bagurskas. Monote Ostatke is the father of the music known as Etiopika. He's such a charismatic and energetic performer and composer, and he's got a new album out next month called Sketches of Ethiopia. Well, it's a title he deliberately chose to give the idea of the rich diversity of Ethiopia and its cultures. From that, here's a track called Gumuz.
Thank you.
Mulatu Astadke and Gumuz from his album Sketches of Ethiopia, and that'll be out next month. And if you want to get in touch with us on the programme, don't forget our email address is late.junction@bbc.co.uk. Oh My Darling is a quartet from Canada who I think must be Lady Maisery's Canadian cousins. This is one of the first numbers Oh My Darling ever performed together. It's called Roustabout. Well, that was the sound of Hun Hur 2 recorded at WOMAD last weekend. Ligeti just before, a little piece from his Musica Ricercata, arranged and played by Max Bonney on the accordion. And Oh My Darling, a great Canadian quartet, and that's from their album Sweet Nostalgia. Wouldn't it be great to get them with Lady Maisry? I think that would work really well, and who knows, maybe it'll happen one day. Well, here's a much-loved singer, Rakia Traore, who I know was a highlight for many people at WOMAD last weekend when she performed on the open-air stage. This is Dunia.
Volondiata nare manga jata manden jata fananya foko. Don't touch her. Oh, don't touch her. Don't do my boy, you're gon' fit me. Sundiata, edun kelenka, farafino bela, nyeroso malasa. Dunia esa goma, chamanye, fajiribena, telefitiribena.
Kangadoke, olo etu anu ameto faravena la.
Rokia Traore and Dunia recorded at WOMAD at Charlton Park in Wiltshire last weekend. And although I've been enjoying playing you highlights from WOMAD over this week's Late Junctions, there's still plenty of music to come. There are going to be highlights on World on 3 tomorrow and on World Route over the next couple of weekends. So tune into that. And as I've mentioned before, do have a look at the WOMAD blog on the Radio 3 website for lots of pictures. Now, I've long been a fan of Jono McCleary on Late Junction, and it's so good that he's been getting the recognition he's long deserved in recent years. Here's his recently released ballad. John O'McCleary there, and Ballade. Now, the scene is a Paris apartment 5 years ago, and Pierre-Antoine Grison, known as Crazy Baldhead, a beat producer on an electro label, and he heard the guy in the next flat playing an instrument he didn't recognise. That instrument was the danseur Ngoni, and that neighbour, Thomas Guillaume, had been making regular trips to Mali to get to know its music. Well, to cut a long story short, the neighbours got together with some other musicians. They called themselves Donso, and the album Denfila was born. The regular trips to Mali have stopped for tragic, obvious reasons, but the music lives on. This is a track called Rue Princesse. Magnus Öström, the former drummer with EST, and that's from his own release, which is called Searching for Jupiter, a track called The Moon and the Air It Moves. And the music just before that was the Malian-inspired Danso and a track called Rue Princesse from their CD Denfila. A date for your diary is the 22nd of August when there's going to be music from Mali at the BBC Proms. I think that's going to be a truly special evening. You can get full details on the Proms website. And I'm going to end this week of Late Junctions with more music from WOMAD, recorded at Charlton Park in Wiltshire last weekend. On the Radio 3 stage on Saturday lunchtime was the UK-based sitar player Rupa Panesar. I hope you enjoy the music from her to end the programmes. Don't forget more highlights from WOMAD tomorrow night and over the weekend on World Roots. And I'll be back next Tuesday. I hope you can join me as usual at 11 o'clock. Thanks for your company. Till next week. Good night.
Tore bina chan na aaye, tore bina chan na aaye, tore bina chan na aaye, tore bina chan na aaye.
Hello, you're listening to BBC Radio 3. I'm Katrina Young. A very warm welcome to Music Through the Night, beginning with a concert from the Dürs and Mols Chamber Music Festival held in 2012 near Copenhagen. The performers were the Kroger Quartet, who devoted their programme to Mozart, Beethoven and Haydn, beginning with a piece from the last complete set of Haydn quartets. They were dedicated to the Hungarian Count Erdödy, but he wouldn't allow publication straight away. Meanwhile, Haydn had promised the rights to his London publishers without making sure the Viennese didn't get hold of them. In the event, they appeared in both places at once. This is the fourth of the set, the one known as the Sunrise. You'll hear that at the beginning.
Thank you. Thank you.